around.
How are you, Mrs. Mad?
I've just been steeping my feet.
Steaming your feet in what?
Yeah, they're all right now. I've got the hard skin off. I'd like to see you, Liam. I was sorry to hear about your son.
Oh, thanks very much indeed. Yeah, it was seriously ill, actually.
Oh, I did hear that he was in hospital.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Is he out now, honey?
Oh, yeah, he's out now, thank you very much.
Well,
it was very, very close.
What was it, honey?
Well, he's diabetic and he got what they call ketosis.
Yeah. So he's out now, is he?
Yeah, he's still not very well, but at least he's at home and he's...
Tell him I was asking about him.
I will tell him, in fact, I will tell him that very much indeed. In fact, we can actually hear you now at home because the weather's changed.
Oh, yeah, well, anyway, you won't... Oh, it's made me ill.
Hello to you.
What has made you ill?
The poor animals. I have to switch the television off when it comes on.
I don't like it.
I know. And I heard you say one night, it knocks you sick. And I thought, well, he's a lover of animals.
I like
it. Hate me when they pulled it up by the crane.
Oh, no.
I don't want to go into it.
Now, listen,
don't forget about that.
Well, let me just ask you, because one of the topics we talked about earlier on was Alton Towers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a theme park, in case you've not been on the big one. No, that's at Blackpool,
I've
isn't
never
it?
Been there, honey.
Well, you should. It's a great day out. It's a lovely walk in the gardens for somebody of your age and ability.
Yeah.
But anyway, they have some nice white knuckle rides.
Yeah.
And some nice cable cars, but they also have an animal farm called Old MacDonald's Farm.
Ah.
And to make sure that they can open the gates at Easter.
Yeah.
They've slaughtered the animals.
It's a bloody scandal area, sir.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, I once went to, there was a lot of caravans there. I can't remember the name of the place. And my favourite thing was the farm. And there was two pot-bellied pigs. I used to go and feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And all the horses and that. And I made Agerston Castle, that's it. Agerston Castle.
All right.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Mm.
And what I enjoyed mostly was the farm with the animals on.
Mm.
And I've always been well known about all the animals because years ago I used to take all the strays in and find them good homes. And I'm very well known at the PDSA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had meat in my life. But I will say I used to have a bit of chicken because my dog called Pepsi Bolo loved chicken.
I know.
But when she died, I just stopped cooking a chicken because it used to fetch back memories because she loved the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she liked a bit of black tripe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago on the market, you know, me granny and granddad brought us up and we bred chihuahuas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I love all animals.
I know, you told me last week.
Yeah, I used to go to Rector and Seaton and save the crabs. They used to have plastic bands round the legs, the fellas on the wagons.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought four and I put them back in the sea. I don't like to see anything like that, you know.
Well, they probably got caught the next day, though.
Why?
Well, because that's what crab men do.
It's scandalous, sir.
I don't like where they boil lobsters.
Oh, I once bought two lobsters, but I didn't boil them. I got them for Alan Ross.
Right,
he was a nice fella, him.
And what did he do with them?
He ate them.
Well, he boiled them, then.
No, I bought them out to Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, I see, they're already boiled, then.
He liked a bit of stuff like that. I liked Alan. I like you and all, honey.
How's it?
I was only upset about the bananas. I mean, I couldn't have said to that woman, take a bite out of it.
Well, you should have done.
But it would have cost that. I was upset enough. I mean, 1 pence. I'd give me last away. But I got a bit upset that I couldn't have said, take a bite out of it. And the last girl you had on, I wouldn't tell her where I paid last. Because what's got her down? I don't think you understand what she was getting at, but I did. See, she'll have a car, and the fella she knows, or the couple she knows, will have a marvellous posh car. And she'll be there because they're not working and claiming dole and one thing and another. It's something like that. And I think that's what she was trying to tell you.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you know, what can I do about it?
Well, you can't, I mean, it's none of our business.
She was naming people. It was a bit scary because I thought she's going to name somebody
well,
here.
It's all wrong.
She can't name people on this show.
Oh, it's terrible.
Anyway, do you want a biscuit?
You are?
Do you want a biscuit?
I've had them all.
No, I'm going to have some cherry jam and a bit of brown bread after.
All right, okay.
But, she called the two,
cherry jam.
Belly pinks. What was it? George and Mildred, I asked the fella.
Right.
There used to be a programme called George and Mildred.
Indeed there did.
And I thought, well, they were canny names, you know.
Mm, like Dibble and Dabble or whatever you call them.
Oh, they died then too, yeah. But, ones always come back and I feed them.
What about the budget?
I don't really understand things like that.
Well, do you smoke?
No, I packed in 3 years ago.
Did you?
And I've never drank in my life. Drank in my life.
I thought you said you had a snort when you went out with your neighbour.
A snowball?
No, a snort. A snort of the, some liquor.
You what?
I said, I thought you said you had a snort of some liquor when you went out with your mate. Platonic, you know?
No,
I'm just saying,
I
thought you called in for a quick half.
No, pot of tea now and again.
Right.
Pot of tea. Mm-hmm. We're just, you know, friends. His mum and dad, and I thought a lot about his mother, you know.
Right.
But,
And Susie Wong's going well?
Well, she's 15 year old, you know. She's 14. But Pepsi Bowler only had one tooth. But what I do, I grate all Susie Wong's stuff for her to eat when they're having no tea.
Right.
But Pepsi Bowler used to have a sugar dummy. And they all knew me, you know, where I lived. But I moved to Middlesbrough. But I used to live at Stockton.
What'd she have a sugar dummy for a dog for?
Well, she liked it.
Right.
And she had a lot of boo-boos, which are toys. And I always called them canny names. And there's one day, I bought a coffin and everything, you know, for her. And I had to work all my friends round the block, flowers and that, you know.
Right.
I still miss her.
Well, why don't you get...
I have a photograph of her.
Why don't you get another one?
I couldn't go through the earth again.
What do you mean?
Well, the died on there and...
Well, we all die.
I know, but I still haven't got over it.
Well, if you got another one, you'd forget about her very quickly.
I'll never forget about it. She was not my number one. Oh, I could never forget about Pepsi Bolo. I still love her.
I know, but she's gone, so why don't you get another one so you'll be happy again? Because when Susie Wong's gone, you're not going to have anybody to talk to.
I know, but... I feed all the strays and I help them, you know. And,
well, you could take a stray and I'm sure you'd give it a good home.
I know, but I wouldn't like Pepsi Bolo to think she might be hurt.
I don't think she'll know much about it.
She never.
Did you have it cremated?
Sure, I bloody didn't. It was all velvet in the coffin while I pouring.
It was all what?
Velvet. It was lined with velvet.
Really?
And on lace.
Oh, right.
Which had an injection so the body would last longer.
Oh, my
but,
goodness.
I beat the pet cemetery for quite a long time. But I'll have to go, like, you know. But,
Now, you sound an interesting lady to sort of have a meal with. Who would you like to sit down and reminisce with? You know, famous people.
I like Lily Savage.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, I love Lily Savage. You know, she saved some animals in Thailand.
Oh, really?
She bought them and she let them, the birds, fly free. But what I thought, probably they'd cut the wings down and score them again. Would you have thought, I would have thought that. But,
Don't they boil dogs over there as well? Well, they do, don't they?
Don't upset me.
Well, no, but they do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The delicacies, dogs, aren't they, over in Thailand?
Terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, scandalous.
I don't know that bloody want it. But,
dear. Well, we're all depressed now, aren't we?
I know, I haven't brought a very good... But what I did like about you, did say one night, it knocks me sick. About the,
Well,
we're all going to it
again. Well, of course, yes.
But he's a lover of animals.
Oh, I do. I love animals, yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
And I thought, I like him. Because St. Francis was a lover of animals and he loved you. Anyway, let you go, neighbour. Be more callers to come on.
Well, Well, we've been surrounded by planks tonight. You're the most sane person we've had.
Oh, well, I'm down to work and I tell the truth and everything, you know, but,
And you've not been back to town to get another
Don't start about bloody bananas again.
Well, I was just wondering if you'd been back to the woman,
I went to Marks and Spencer's with my sister and I got some today.
Right.
And
I was worried about you, actually, when I thought about it, you know, you were without your bananas.
Well, I got some today, but, there was no arguments about them, you know.
Right.
But she was just... I think she was a greedy bugger. I mean, 1 pence. I give my last away.
You see, that's where we missed the corner shop, isn't it?
Corner shop?
Well, if you had a corner shop at the end of your street, they'd know you. You'd be welcome. They might be able to get a bit of a slate.
Oh, you're right.
A bit of a credit.
I know what you mean.
Mm.
I don't think they only done that years ago. See, my granny and granddad brought us up, you know. Mm. We were all in the home, four girls. But, I remember the shops then and the ration books, you know.
Mm.
But, that was a long time ago.
Mm.
I mean, I'm 57 year old, you know, but, I'm not a bad looking woman.
No.
But, it got me down when I found out I had dystonia.
Oh, is that a permanent fixture then?
There's no cure for it, honey.
No cure at all?
But the injections
help
the muscles around the eyes.
So you're blinking as we speak?
No, they stopped the blinking. But it was very embarrassing, like I told you.
You told me about the bloke in Marks and Spencer's, yeah.
He stunk. Anyway, let you go, honey.
So how often do you have to have the jabs?
Every 3 months? Yeah, I have been the day before yesterday.
All right, so you're not blinking now then?
I'm not, only. I'm off the moon. That's in the gladness I am tonight.
But in sort of 11 weeks, you'll be blinking again?
Well, you can go in remission, he said.
All right.
You know, he's an eye specialist.
Uh-huh.
I'm not blind.
No.
But when they're blinking...
You can't see.
...for a few seconds...
Mm.
I have to stand still, so my sister takes me to the town, but there's people worse than me, honey, you know, you have to get on with your life, you know.
Absolutely.
But, it's been nice talking to you.
Yes, nice talking to you, thanks very much indeed, you made my day.
Good night, honey!
Night-night, sleep your eyes, oh, not so bad again. 01642 61 66 66.